And that's what happened, because it was Jeffrey Toobin, the disgraced CNN legal analyst, who's now back at CNN. Apparently everything's okay. And this was his reaction to the Supreme Court decision on a Catholic organization's ability to essentially discriminate against LGBTQ. This wasn't a close decision at all. This is cut two, and it's Jeffrey Toobin and his reaction to this SCOTUS decision. Here it is.
On the case involving a Catholic foster care agency refusing to place children with same-sex couples in Philadelphia. So the Supreme Court on this rules in favor of the Catholic foster care agency unanimously, which was refusing to work with same-sex couples here. This, Jeffrey, was seen as a big case on questions of religious freedom and discrimination and gay rights. Your reaction to the ruling?
It's part of a big political movement. You know, I was thinking as Abby was saying, you know, the struggle against Obamacare has really lost a lot of steam. But one thing that has replaced it is the struggle for what conservatives call religious liberty. Is, you know, do religious institutions and religious people have to follow the same rules as everyone else? And the argument has been that they have a First Amendment right, you know, not to pay for contraception under the Affordable Care Act if they have religious objections, and that was the Hobby Lobby case. You know,
right.
Do they have the right to refuse to serve gay customers, which is the Colorado
bake shop case,
which was not resolved definitively, but that issue is very much out there. Here you have the question of, do religious institutions have to treat LGBT couples the same as everyone else when it comes to foster care? And the answer is no. They have permission to discriminate against gay people. That's how the plaintiffs see the case. The defendants, the winning side saw the case as they have the right to bring their religious beliefs into their assignment of foster care parents. These issues are cropping up everywhere. Conservatives are on the ascendancy politically and in the judiciary on this case. And while this was a narrowly written decision, the bigger message is that religious liberty, as they call it, is very much in the ascendancy.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a very good thing. Stick around. More to do. We'll check in with Lieutenant Stephen Rogers, the president of Campaign for America. He's a former Navy intelligence guy and a really smart dude. We'll talk about the just completed trip to Europe for the president and a whole lot more. Stay with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, coming up on 531, and as we check the traffic cams right now, very slow in a lot of areas. You're pretty much bumper to bumper, 515 eastbound at Main Street. Also, bumper to bumper, 15 northbound at Hacienda. 15 southbound at Sahara, very slow as you work your way through there. They are trying to fix that abandoned 18-wheeler, which has been there on the shoulder of that transition ramp, leaving 15 north to go 515 east for some time now. So that should be cleared in the next few minutes. Slow flows on the 95 west at Rancho, east at Torrey Pines. And those lane restrictions continue, 215 westbound at Tenaya.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Vegas Golden Knights were heavy favorites against the Montreal Canadiens in game number two, but it does not play that way at T-Mobile Arena. The Canadiens knock off the Golden Knights by a 3-2 score. Only Alex Petrangelo scoring for Vegas. He scores twice. Marc-Andre Fleury makes 20 saves. They were missing their top line center in Chandler Stephenson, and a third line center Nick Roy ended up skating in his place. It just seemed a little bit off, and the Canadiens looked like a very different team than how they looked in game number one. So the two teams split the first two games in Vegas, and now the series is going to shift to Montreal. Game three coming up tomorrow night. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC.
Which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR positive, HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Of course, the president is back at the White House, signed into law the Juneteenth national holiday. So June 19th every year will be a federal holiday. I'm trying to think, does that mean that eventually we'll be able to take the day off? Don't know. It was 8 days. It was the UK. It was the G7. It was NATO. And it was the summit in Geneva with Vladimir Putin. And I found it interesting that a lot of folks on cable news, not just on Fox, but on the CNN, they did not give the president high marks. Now, on some of the CNN shows and the MSNBC shows, yeah, oh, he was masterful. Well, we'll find out how masterful he was. I do think that this president did struggle. And one of the things that I wanted to do was get some expertise from people that know Biden, that know Putin, that have been in intelligence, in the intelligence game. And Lieutenant Stephen Rogers is one of those people. He's former Navy intelligence. He is the president for the campaign for the number four, America. And I asked him earlier today, What's this organization all about?
Campaign the Number Four America is an organization that is going out nationwide. We go out nationwide. We send speakers all over the country to campaign for the one candidate in this country that has won every battle, and that candidate is the American flag and the values in which that flag stands upon. So there's our candidate, Old Glory, and we're advancing America's greatness around the country, and that's exactly how we're bringing the people together.
Stephen, let me ask you, what did you think of the last 8 days? The president abroad, and there's been a lot of criticism of his performance, that he wasn't strong enough, the optics, the visual optics just didn't look good, he looked tired. What did you make of it?
Well, I've got to tell you, the winner of that particular summit was Vladimir Putin. I mean, Putin is the former director of the Soviet KGB. People have asked me, well, why would Putin want to meet with Biden? Well, Putin wanted to see Biden up front and personal, study his eyes, study his behavior, his facial expressions. You got to remember, this is an intelligence officer like myself. So I knew what Putin was up to. Biden walked away with nothing, absolutely nothing. It was an embarrassment. It was non-productive. And the one thing I got to tell you that not only Putin but President Xi and even our NATO allies realized is how weak Biden is, but meaning how weak America is at this point.
Let me just ask you, this was part of an eight-day trip. And I got to ask you, did the G7, NATO, did it accomplish anything?
Absolutely not. Now, let's just turn the clock back a little bit. When President Trump met with these individuals, these NATO allies, he made it clear who's in charge. Well, you know, we send our troops, we send our money, we shed our blood, we shed our tears. So you know who's leading the charge here? President Donald Trump in the United States of America. In this case, we have a president who, you know, if he wasn't sleeping, he was somewhere in the back, nowhere to be found. Nothing was accomplished. Our allies know that, but of course they're not going to come out and criticize Biden. But the fact of the matter is, everyone who was involved knows nothing was accomplished.
I know going in, we didn't really know what the president was going to do, but when he gave this list of 16 sites that cannot be hit with cyber, and the president was very specific and handed Putin a whole list of 16 sites that are untouchable, I kept asking, God, wouldn't you hate to be the number 17 on the list? You know,
think about this. He handed him 16 sites, 16 targets. What if some of those sites weren't on the list of Vladimir Putin, for goodness sake? You know, so you don't hand the opposition or your enemies anything. You don't tell them, well, don't touch this site or touch that site. And if some of those sites were not on the target list, that if Russia has a target list, they have it now.
Let me ask you, and again, Lieutenant Stephen Rogers joining us, Campaign for America, a former Navy intelligence officer, and I've got to ask you, what did we know about Vladimir Putin coming in to this summit, and did we learn anything at all from a news conference, a 60-minute news conference?
Well, what did we know? Great question, because who are we? I'm sure most of the American people knew, and the administration had to know, but disregarded it. Again, we're talking about the Soviet, or the former Soviet leader of the KGB, a sharp, shrewd intelligence officer. Think about this one. Joe Biden poked the bear in the face, meaning Putin in the face, over the past 6 months, several times. First, Ukraine. Well, Putin's response, 100,000 troops on the border. Then he poked them here and there, and then the cyber attacks, and on and on and on. We got Russian bombers flying over Alaska. We got a darn Russian naval exercise now off the coast of Hawaii. So they had to know who they were dealing with. But each and every time, there's been no substantive response from the United States, which shows our weakness. So to answer your question directly, we had to know who we were dealing with. But unfortunately, either they didn't believe it or they were in denial, meeting Joe Biden and company.
Maneuvers at sea are nothing new for anybody that has a navy. They do them all across the world. I guess my question is this exercise that's going on just off the shore of Hawaii, is that unusual?
I think it is. I have not ever heard of a Russian fleet off the coast of Hawaii, and pretty much closer to Pearl Harbor than any place else. In international waters, I'm sure they're not violating any international waters, but it's pretty darn bold of them to send naval maneuvers off the coast of Hawaii. That was a signal. That was a message to Biden before the summit to know who you're dealing with. And remember what Putin said before the summit. Joe, you hearing me? Listen to what I have to say. Well, the listening to what I have to say didn't come out of Putin's mouth. It came out of his actions.
What do you think it means? I mean, does it mean that we're going to have a military escalation?
In my view, I think we're headed that way. I'm concerned about that, and I got concerned about it when Biden went to Ukraine and told the Ukrainian president, "We got your back. Don't worry about it. We got your back." Well, the response was 100,000 Russian troops on the border. And think about this one: our closest ally, Israel, they're getting bombed. Missiles are coming down. We're doing nothing to help them. So, what would lead the Ukrainian president or any NATO ally? What would lead them to believe that we're going to do anything to help them out. And by the way, let's add Taiwan to that list. Chinese Communist Party jet fighters flying into their airspace, we do nothing. So somewhere along the line, somebody's going to pull a trigger, and I just hope to God we're not going to be dragged into a war at this point that we cannot win.
Stephen, let me ask you about Ukraine, because a lot of people don't know about Ukraine, but there seems to be a battle on here for the hearts and minds of Ukraine. There has been talk of them joining NATO. It was talked about at the NATO meetings. Can you talk a little bit about the significance of Ukraine and why it's so important?
Well, the what is very significant about Ukraine is Sevastopol, the Crimea. That's where the Russian fleet is, the strongest part of the Russian fleet. So Putin already has that, and as far as I know, based on people I've talked to, he's really not interested in going into the interior of Ukraine. He wants to secure that base, keep it, and go nowhere else. Now, how did this happen that the Russians started to move forward into the interior? It was told to Putin by Barack Obama, don't worry about it, we're not going to get involved in Ukraine, and we're not going to make Ukraine part of NATO. That was said to Putin, allegedly by Obama. Well, all of a sudden, Obama came out and said, well, maybe we should allow Ukraine into NATO. And that's when Putin decided to make his move. I mean, you can't, and I tell people this, you know, could you imagine thousands of Russian troops in Mexico on our border? Putin doesn't want American troops on his border because American troops will be there if we get involved in NATO. And that's Donald Trump has consistently said, let's mind our own business, stay out of these situations where we can end up in a war, and then if somebody makes a move, we respond. But again, for some reason, they're poking their finger in the face of the bear.
Well, all I know is Stephen Rogers is one smart dude. Coming up, remember that couple in St. Louis? The couple that ended up brandishing firearms to keep an angry mob from trashing their home in St. Louis. They have made a decision on what to do. We'll tell you what that is coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Are you in the market for a new home and need a mortgage? Call GFL Capital Mortgage today, 529-2444, and get pre-approved in 14 days or less. Are you looking to take advantage of the low interest rates and want to refinance or lower your monthly payment? Let GFL Capital Mortgage take the stress off your shoulders. GFL Capital Mortgage opens the door to the home of your dreams. Call GFL Capital Mortgage for all your mortgage needs today, 529-2444. That's 529-2444. GFL Capital Mortgage, licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending. Nevada license MB4265 and MLS 64367.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late, we stay informed, We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry.
I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us. Gentleman Jim Dallas on the other side of the glass has some breaking news from my birthplace, St. Louis, Missouri. That couple that tried to defend their home with firearms, they've come to a decision as to what to do about the charges against them. And a lot of people aren't going to like it.
No, I was shocked when I read this story, Kevin. Just imagine you're in your gated community, you're outside, you're having dinner with your family and friends, and a mob, a literal mob of about 100 people breaks through that that security gate, and you know, they're yelling and screaming and very, very threatening. So what this couple did is the gentleman grabbed an AR-15, his wife grabbed a pistol. And they were showing, they were proving to the people who were walking through that, hey, we're willing to defend our property. You're not supposed to be here. And what these people have done is, and this is just, in my opinion, it's disgusting, because justice should be without passion and it should be without prejudice. And I think there was both applied for these people. And so what they've decided to do is to accept a plea and plead guilty to misdemeanor fourth-degree assault by protecting their home. And this is not just a, you know, a run-of-the-mill, you know, two-bedroom, one-bath home. It looks like a mansion. And they were in their own gated community, supposedly secure behind those gates. So this is just horrible, because they obviously, the prosecutors in the case, they were prejudiced and they applied passion, two of the things that you're not supposed to have in our jurisprudence.
Now, what they did, and just in the interest of full disclosure, they had been charged with felonies. The plea bargain allows them to plead guilty to misdemeanors, and I think what the collective fine is something like $2,700.
Yeah, something like that. And those guns, they had to be turned over and destroyed.
Wow.
Yeah, protecting their home.
That makes no sense at all.
No.
Jim, thank you, man. And that's such a sad story. And their names again?
The McCloskeys.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That is so sad. My guess is that one or both of them will end up on Hannity tonight, so be looking for that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And before everybody goes off on the McCrorys in St. Louis, you know, they essentially kind of wrap this up with a bow, where they go from a felony to a misdemeanor. The fine is something like $2,700, and you know, you can and you lose the weapons, but they can, they're affluent, they are attorneys, and they can buy as many guns as they want. The thing that bothers me most about that is that these are law-abiding citizens who, when a mob comes to their gate, to their home, threatening to burn the place down or to wreck it, you know, even in the name of protest, that's wrong. The fact that they showed up at his front door means that it's going to cost him, what, $10,000 in legal fees? And you know, another $2,700 for the fine. That's wrong. There's something that just doesn't sit right with me. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be talking about the Biden inflation. And we know it's out there. I mean, you know about the 4,740.